Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, we were talking about Rook Arororo and Braylon Trice. So you got your defensive tackle out of Clemson. You got your linebacker out of Washington. And we just are looking at, you know, how these guys are going to be able to impact this team.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting, Tiff, that we were trying to watch the Rams defense as well and how they use guys like Byron Young, which Mike has compared he and Braylon Trice. And what role Rukwe would have? Because I don't think he's Aaron Donald in this defense, Mike.
No, he's not. And it's tough because I do think that there are some things that he does that are Donald-esque. But what you essentially have is a guy that's going to play the four eye or the four. What I mean by that is you're either head up to the offensive tackle away from him, or you're in the B gap, like you're playing a wide three technique in the B gap and kind of playing on the guards movement. So I think that's what he's going to be asked to do. I don't know that for sure. When you look at what the Rams asked their four eye to do, and it was, you know, Jonah Williams or a number of other guys last year in that system due to injuries and other, you know, kind of things going on, very handsy players. And I don't think that's him. And so I think he is a guy who is going to rip the arm, get into the backfield, do a number of other things to kind of be explosive and gain penetration, whereas I don't know if that's the role they love out of that four-eye player in that Rams defense. So they're gonna find something that he is comfortable doing. I do wonder if we go back to last year's Zach Harrison in the last year's draft class, if that's more of the guy that kind of fits that four-eye role, standing up the tackle, taking on the double teams long, compress somebody. Maybe that's where his role is, because we have wondered out loud, haven't we? How does Zach Harrison and some of these other players that fit so well in the last year's scheme, how do they translate, Ryan Nielsen's scheme into what they'll be asked under Jimmy Lake? So maybe that's for him, and maybe they can both kind of develop one another, but that's a handsy player. I'm not sure that Rukwe is there yet, but I think he's got the explosion and the athletic ability to do it if they want him to.
Well, we had Mike Dettillier join us on the show. He is a college football and NFL analyst. He's on WWL in New Orleans. And he said he was surprised that the Falcons drafted Rukwe at 35. You know, they traded up to get him.
It surprised me a little bit he went that high. But he is a really good-looking athlete who can run the field. He wants to hit the home run. Sometimes, though, his technical part of the game is not very good, and he's got to get better at that, at staying lower and fighting off blocks better at the point of attack.
And that's exactly what I'm talking about. So you turn on his film, and we're talking about Rook. You turn on his film, and it's a lot of penetration. It's a lot of getting in the backfield and getting sacks. It's a lot of stunts.
Step stuff.
Right. He's explosive. And that's why you draft a guy at the, you know, 35th pick. And you say to yourself, if you're Terry, can we fix his hands? Like, you look at Raheem and whoever else is in that room and you go, can we fix his hands? Can he become that player that plays down the line of scrimmage instead of across the line of scrimmage? Right. And that's the difference we've talked about. How many times have we talked about the difference between a four down line front in a three down line for a 3-4 defense. A lot of times it is in a 3-4, the picket fence, two gap style, playing down the line of scrimmage, making sure everybody's on the same plane. And a lot of times when you go to the four down defense, it is penetration, wreaking havoc in the backfield, setting up the edge, you know, everything else, and doing things differently. So I don't think he's going to have any problem being explosive. And I also think that, look, if you want to look at some high upside, you can bring him in on a third down if you don't trust whoever else is in there as the run defender, and he's going to get into the backfield. He's going to rip into the backfield and use his shoulders. It's just how soon can you get him to be that three down, every down player, and how soon can he transition into the role that Raheem wants him to play?
Well, let's turn to Braylon Trice, the linebacker out of Washington, taken in the third round. And Mike Dettillier gave his overall thoughts on him as a player.
Trey Hendrickson in him. He's a long, lean guy. He's not the greatest athlete, but he is a try-hard, pedal-to-the-metal, very instinctive guy who whoever has coached him well. And his ability to make a move and then counter-move off of that to get into the backfield. Now, he's not going to win the Olympics, all these combine workout stuff, but he wins out on the field, and he's a presence there as a pass rusher and also in run support. Just a nice job there. And you can stand him up, put his hand in the dirt. He's effective both ways. I like that pick a lot. And I thought he would go a little quicker than what he did. And a lot of that having to do, maybe he didn't hit all these athletic marks that some teams were looking for in an edge guy. All I know is he beats the hell out of the guy he's up against. He wins.
Physical. That's all that matters. That's all that matters.
Yeah, it's physical. And when you read some of the stuff written about him as far – well, really not even reading. Just look at the stats. I mean, his tackles for loss. Last two seasons at Washington, he's had 23.5 tackles for loss, 16 sacks. But he's led the FBS in defensive pressures. And I think that's important because you hear what both Brock Heward, who we played earlier, who Fox college football analyst and covered, University of Washington for 710 in Seattle, and who also played quarterback, talked about him. And Mike Dettillier, they both said, well, we think that basically because he didn't look and test as well as the Latus and the Dallas Turners and the Jared Verses of the world, he fell. And that looks really good for the Falcons right now because you might not have those athletic things that jump out on paper or in testing, but you have the ones on film that do it. And Mike and I were watching it, Tiff, earlier. And Mike, what was the one thing that we kept coming back to when we watched Braylon Trice play?
He's got all the moves. He's got the whole repertoire. He's got he's well rounded. There's a rip move. There's, you know, I call it the windshield wiper when you use both hands to kind of, you know what I mean, knock it back and forth. And he runs stunts well, man. He's explosive in the backfield. And there was a number of times watching him that I swear, and immediately afterwards we're watching the Rams, it looks like Byron Young. He literally in that role looks like Byron Young. Byron Young's a little bit faster than him. You go back to Braylon Trice, I think it was a 4.7 40-yard dash as far as the combine goes. So it's like I said, if he was a little bit faster and a little bit bigger, you'd be talking about him winning the Olympics and stuff like that. But, for what that is and what he's asked to do, his splits are good, his production's good, and he's a good hard-nosed player. And I think for, you know, as far as all these picks the Falcons had, he has the best value because you did get him in the third round, and he is an extremely productive player, and he fits well into what they're going to ask him to do, I think, as far as rushing the passer and setting the edge.
And I'd be curious to know what Coach Morris thinks about your comparison there because you said – he's what, just like Byron Young, right?
Yeah, I mean, he is. That's the role.
And that's what you have to do when you're getting, you know, new players with a new staff. You got to go back and see how they use similar build guys, especially when they're drafting them. Jimmy Lake knows Braylon Trice a little bit. He's somewhat familiar. So he kind of knows some of the ways he can be used. I mean, that's such a plus when you draft guys that you kind of know. You also know about his work ethic, the human being, the character of what he is. I think that's important. Trice is lined up in two-point and three-point stances, so he can come out of either one because all this talk, and I think this is extremely important to talk about, all this talk, Tiff, about the 3-4 and they're switching to this 3-4, you pull up Rams film from last year, what do you see?
Four down fronts. You see four threes. You know, depending on what personnel the other teams are kind of employing, there is a lot of four down front. And you look at, I mean, you just have to look at the defensive line and look at the guys they had, the players they had. I would be using four down too. You want to get all those guys on the field as far as the guys they had playing defensive line last year. So why not go with a four down?
But you mentioned the players they had, and that's the big thing. They had a lot of young guys. Yes, you had Aaron Donald, but I think it's so key. And what you were mentioning with Jimmy Lake already having some familiarity with Trice. But again, you have a head coach now that has, yes, all the years of experience, but most recently is coming off of having led a defense that had to try to put things together early on because everyone kind of doubted them with the amount of young talent that they had. But it did come together, and they were a playoff team.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, they were, and they had, whatever you think or don't think about the team. I thought the defense played pretty well last year for the most part.
Towards the second half of the
But look at what Raheem has to work with here, and I think that again you'll see very similar to some of the things they did last year, where it's 4-3, 3-4, doesn't matter. It's all based on what the offense is running. But you got guys like Grady Jarrett. What role will he play moving forward? David Onyemata. What role? You mentioned Zach Harrison, Mike. A guy who's only 6'6", 275, I mean, what could they do with him? And we've got guys that we'll talk about tomorrow, like J.D. Bertrand and Brandon Dorlus, and what roles they could fit in this defense, because we're obviously going to go day by day and talking about this, some of these guys. So that to me, is who will play the Aaron Donald-type position. And right now, the way the roster, I would say Grady Jarrett. I mean, maybe Brandon Dorlus, who we'll get to tomorrow.
I think it's hard to project because we don't have a Bobby Brown, who was their nose guard last year. And you look at Bobby Brown, you say, that guy's 325. We just don't have a body type like that on the roster.
I think
and Zion Logue could be that guy, but you don't expect a 6th rounder to step in right away. You can't expect that of him.
Well, based on guys they had last year, I think Timmy Horn would be the closest, who's 6'4", 320-ish.
I think what you're going to end up asking guys to do, and remember, we have Kentavious Street that did get signed back. I think what you're going to end up asking guys to do is maybe David Onyemata plays a little bit of that nose guard role. He's just not nearly as big of a body as you would want that kind of zero, that shade nose to be. I mean, like I said, 325, David Onyemata, I don't know that he was even 300 in the middle of the season last year. I don't know what he's listed at. Right,
but he's listed at 6'3", 300. So.
Yeah, I would highly, highly doubt that in the middle of the last season that David Onyemata was 300 pounds.
And some of that's about strength too, right?
I mean, for sure.
But the problem is the reason you want bigger dudes, and correct me if I'm wrong, is you can have all the strength you want, but you're going to wear it down as games go on. So both you know, the offensive line and defensive line are wearing down. So the bigger body makes it a little bit harder to move as the game goes along.
You have to think of it as a boxing match, right? I mean, you have guys that are quicker and maybe better leverage, but eventually the heavyweight's going to keep punching you and leaning on you, and you'll wear down.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.